We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Dogim, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Gimel. We dedicate the learning today, Leiloi Nishmas, Tuvia B'Rabbi Yisrael Yitzchak, Yerachmiel Daniel Ben Gedalia, David Yisrael Ben Ephraim, and Rosa Bas Itamar. And for a complete refuah shalema for all those that need it, B'soich Shar Choli Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal begins, V'zeh Shom Rabbi Seinazal. Based on what we've been learning here, we'll be able to understand the question that our rabbis ask in the Gemara, that based on what we learned before, that any fish that has scales definitely also has fins. So if that's the case, why does the Torah write that there are two requirements, scales and fins, in order for the fish to be recognized as kosher? If it has scales, then automatically it has fins, automatically it's kosher. Imkein lomo nichtav snapir, then why does the Torah add the fins? And the Gemara answers, Mishum yagdil Torah v'yadir. Hashem did this in order to expand the Torah and to beautify it. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain a very important point. Ki be'emes, zois ho'avoido ha'gevoyo shel gdoilei ha'tzadikim ha'amitim. The truth is, this teaches us the incredible high level of serving Hashem of the true tzaddikim, she'ovdim es Hashem yisborach b'chol dover. They're able to serve Hashem with anything that they're doing, even if it doesn't appear to be directly related to Torah. B'chol tnua tnua, with every move that they make, afilu b'iskei derech eretz, even if they're when they're involved in just common, ordinary things, materialistic things, kegoin barchila, ushtia, vesicha, for example, when they're eating, drinking, when they're having a regular conversation with people which doesn't appear to be directly related to Torah, uvechol advarim sheboilam, and so too everything that they do in this world. Kol zeh hu bechinas yagdil Torah v'yadir. All of this is included in this category of the expanded Torah. V'zeh b'chinas Omar Rabbi Chananya ben Akashia rotza Kodesh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael lefiko chirbohem Torah mitzvos. This is a very famous Gemara that's mentioned in Makos, where Rabbi Chananya ben Akashia said, Hashem wanted to give us privileges. Lezakos, we're going to see, has two meanings. Lezakos means miloshen zchus, to give us merit, to give us more and more merit, and therefore, lefiko chirbolehem Torah mitzvahs. Therefore, he made the Torah so large and gave us so many mitzvahs, so we have so many different ways of accruing credits. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hashem chofetz leman sidkoi yagdil Torah v'yadir. Hashem wanted, because of his righteousness, because of his goodness, he made the Torah so large and so beautiful. Kiroisi b'sforim kushya shel hevel. Rav Nosson Zal says, I saw in some sforim a silly question, hanimsheches mehaholchem al pidarkei hamechakrim, which comes from those people who follow the path of philosophy. They study philosophy and they try to interpret the Torah based on philosophical thought, rather than basing it on the guidance of the rabbis of the Gemara, on the interpretations of the Gemara and the holy commentaries. Shekoshulahem, in these sforim, it says that they struggle with a question, Olomo hirbo Hashem yisbara kol kach toiru mitzvois, why did Hashem give us such a large Torah and so many commandments, shekoshulakaimon, which many of them are difficult to fulfill? Ki lefidaitom hamishubeshes hoyoyoser schuslahem im hoyumotma mitzvahs. Because according to their mistaken way of thinking, their wrong type of logic, they think that they would have much more merit if there were less mitzvahs. Meaning, for example, if I tell somebody I want you to do 100 things and then I'll reward you, versus I tell a person if you do these 5 things, I'll reward you. A person would say logically, the one who only makes me do 5 things is a much nicer guy. Avol be'emes hevel yiftze piyem. But the truth is, their mouths are full of foolishness. Ki be'emes ikar hatachlis shenivra hodam b'shviloi, Husheyizge liois zach v'tzach v'noki v'kodosh legamri mikol hatayvos. The truth is, the main reason that Hashem commanded man is so that we should be able to achieve complete purity and holiness and be able to overcome all of the materialistic and sinful types of desires. Sheyishaber kol hatayvos kol kach, for a person to be able to overcome and destroy the control of all of these desires to the point where they have no, there's no trace of it inside of the person. Afilu shel heter, even the permissible things like eating, drinking, a person having a kosher relationship with their wife or husband, even in those areas, to be able to overcome completely the materialistic desire, the base type of desire for these things. Kimuvan bechol hasforim, as is brought in all Sifrei Machshava, Sifrei Musar, u'befrat b'Sifrei Rabbeinu Zal, and especially in Rabbeinu Zal Sforim. V'zeh yefsher lizkois, kiyim al yidei ha-toyro v'ha-mitzvois. And it's impossible for a person to accomplish this without the connection to the Torah and fulfilling the mitzvahs. V'alkein hirbalanu Hashem yisbar Torah mitzvahs harbei, and this is why Hashem gave us such a large Torah and so many mitzvahs, k'dei shal yidei ribuy ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvahs nizke lehamshich aleinu kedusha gavoya kol kach, so that through this expansive Torah and all of its mitzvahs, we'll be able to draw upon ourselves such a high level of holiness, to the point we'll be able to purify ourselves and sanctify ourselves, even regarding those things that are permissible, eating, drinking, even in those areas we'll be able to conduct it with purity, with holiness, without any animalistic desire. Until we'll be able to get to a level of being completely pure and free from the control of these animalistic desires. This will also explain why the Torah is full of many stories. Asher bohem meluboshim soidois noirois verozni loim. In these stories are hidden awesome secrets. Kol zeh laharo islanu shegam b'chol ha-sipurim u'v'chol ha-dvarim shebo'ilam melubosh b'hem toiro u'kidusha gavoya mo'i. This is all to teach us that even in the stories that people speak about in the world and everything that's found in our physical materialistic world, there's Torah and great holiness found in them. For example, the Torah tells us about Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that they dug wells, water wells. And so too the story of Yaakov Avinu, that he was a shepherd, he took care of the sheep of Lavan, and he took these sticks, and he made some of them striped and some of them speckled. Umareches harbe besipurim elu. And the Torah elaborates on these stories. Hakoil legalos lanu gedula saboreis borach. This is all in order to reveal to us the greatness of Hashem. Ugedula saovois. And the greatness of our forefathers. Shehu yicholin lavoides Hashem yisborach ba'avoidois noirois. They had the ability to serve Hashem, meaning to achieve spirituality, even by physical things like digging a well, and through the processing that Yaakov Avinu did with those sticks. The Arizal has some of the deepest Kabbalistic secrets based on that story with Yaakov Avinu about how he lined up those sticks so that when the sheep would come to drink water and they would look at those sticks, it would define the offspring that came from those sheep. If the offspring were striped or speckled, etc., etc. But the Arizal explains the whole Seder of the heavenly worlds based on those psukim in Chumash. V'chol zeh machmas shezikchu gufam betachlis hakdusha. And all of this, these great tzaddikim were able to achieve because they had purified their bodies to the highest degree of holiness. V'hazikuch kolk betachlis hakdusha v'hazikuch kolkach to such a degree. They achieved such a level of purity and holiness so that even when they were involved in physical activities, they were able to serve Hashem in awesome ways. They were able to serve Hashem on very high spiritual levels when they were digging wells or when they were doing other things. V'chol zeh lohoir ozneinu v'libeinu shegam anachnu nekadesh unetayr atzmeinu gam ba'avoydes chitzoinis u'b'chol eskechol. And all of this is to inspire us and awaken us that we should also try to purify ourselves and to sanctify ourselves even in eating and drinking and in those things. And even when we're involved in physical work, kedei sheniska anachnu gamkein liskois lekol zeh, so that we should also be able to accomplish these things on our level, of course. Ki habechira chofshis bechol doer, because in every generation there's free choice. V'chol odom yis yochel liskois lezeh, and every person has the ability to achieve this kind of a level of holiness and purity, to be able to serve Hashem with everything you're doing. As it says in Medrash Rabbah, Ein doer she'ein boy ka'Avraham. There isn't a single generation where there isn't anyone like Avraham Avinu. V'cheinom Rabbi Senuzal, and it also says in Tanit Ve'elio Rabbah, chapter 25, Chayev kol odom loymar mosa yagiu masai lamaisei avoisai. Every single person is supposed to say, when will I be zeiche that my actions, my deeds, will be like the actions and deeds of our forefathers? V'alkein be'emes motzinu gam bedoyroisenu tzadikim amitiim shoyu gedoylim b'maylam oid. Rav Nosson Zal says, and therefore we find out also even in our generations, there were true tzaddikim who were on a very high level, shoyoiskim b'toira v'avoida, who were involved in studying Torah and teaching Torah and serving Hashem, v'yodu l'avoides Hashem yisbora gam b'kol iskei choyl, and they knew how to be able to serve Hashem even when they were doing mundane things, physical activities. Kimefursam mehamaisis shemesaprim mehatzadikim amitiim shoybedores halolu, as is well known in the stories that are told about the true tzaddikim that were in recent times. Rav Nosson Zal speaking about the Balsh Badoros halolu mimois ishu alikim habal shemtov zechet tzadik kol shvrocha adheno, from the time of the Baal Shem Tov till Rav Nosson Zal's time. There were tzaddikim who smoked a pipe, and in smoking the pipe, they knew how to be able to activate the holiness and the light in heaven that was turned on by the Ktoiris in the Beis Hamikdash. V'alkein bevadai hu toiva gedoylo mashashem yisparach hirbalanu toira mitzvahs. And therefore, it's definitely an incredible benefit to us that Hashem made the Torah so large and gave us so many mitzvahs. Kimeach harshiyev shaliskois latoiv hagonus be'emes. Shehu ikar hatachlis shel kol Yisrael, because of the fact that it's impossible for us to be zoche to the true hidden light, which is the main goal of every Jew. Ki malidei sheniyes mezukochem legamri betachlis hakdusha mikol atavish boilam, unless we first purify ourselves completely and try to achieve real holiness from all the physical desires of this world, all the materialistic desires. Al kein bevadai hu toiva gedoyla ma sheher belonu toiro mitzvahs. Therefore, it's an incredible favor and benefit to us that Hashem gave us such a large Torah and so many mitzvahs. כדי שיהיה לנו כוח על ידי זה להסעור לשם יסבורך. So that this should enable us to be inspired and motivated towards Hashem. ולהמשך עלינו קידושה גדולה. And to be able to draw upon ourselves great holiness על ידי ריבוי התורה והמצוות. Through the large Torah and all of its mitzvot. Ad shenizke gam kein liyos mezukochem legamri. So that we also should be able to achieve complete purity. Kedei shenizke letachlis ha'amiti. So that we should be zoche to the true ultimate goal. Le'or ha'gonos, the hidden light. She'yefshel agi elof kim al yidei zeh. Whereby it's impossible for a person to achieve that without purifying themselves completely, which requires all of these different components, all the different parts of the Torah, all the different mitzvahs. V'afilu mi she'eino yizorcha l'izgabar al Yisroel l'kayim kol ha'Torah v'mitzvahs, and even a person who doesn't succeed in defeating their Yetzer Hara and fulfilling the entire Torah and all of its mitzvahs, who gam kein toivo eilov mashiyesh harbe Torah mitzvahs, for that person also, it's a major benefit that the Torah is so large and there are so many mitzvahs. Kal yidei ribui ha-Torah v'mitzvahs mekayem kol echad v'echad mi-Yisroel eiz ha-mitzvah. Because Hashem made the Torah so large, because there are so many diverse mitzvahs, every single Jew fulfills some mitzvahs. Va'oisek be'eze inyan b'Torah, and is involved in some connection to the Torah. U'kamayshom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says at the end of Chagiga, interesting coincidence that we're reciting this now, yesterday in many shuls, there was the siyum on Masechta Chagiga for those who are learning Daf Yomi, the cycles of Daf Yomi. And in our shul, where we're giving this shiur right now, downstairs, there was a siyum, and the siyum focused on what we're about to say. And the Gemara says there are filu poishe Yisrael, melei mitzvois karimon. Hashem designed the Torah so big that even the worst sinners are packed with mitzvois like a pomegranate is packed with pits. V'chol zeh machmas ribui ha-mitzvahs daika. And all of this is because there are so many mitzvahs that a person can't help bumping into some of these mitzvahs. V'yidei elu ha-mitzvahs shezoicha kol echad l'kayim. And as a result of these mitzvahs, which every single Jew fulfills some of them, afilu ha-gorua shebegruim, even the worst of the worst Jews, through this, the person will succeed in purifying themselves even while they're physically living in this world. Because as a result of the holiness that's achieved by the many mitzvahs, which even the simplest Jew performs, על ידי זה אין הקדושה מנחה סוי סוי להשתקע בתומוסם ותבוסם שנופלו בהם. As a result of this, the holiness that the person achieves by performing this mitzvah does not allow the person to remain in filth, in impurity, in taivos that they've fallen into. ומאוירם לתשובה בכל פעם. It's constantly pinching the person and trying to awaken the person to do tshuva. Shal yidei zeh yochol liskois loshuv betshuva shleima l'Hashem yisborach. And this makes it possible for the person to do a complete tshuva. Kama shekvar nimtzu harbe balei tshuva boilam, ashrei lohem. Rav Nosson Zal says, as we find, there are many balei tshuva in the world. How fortunate are they? And even if a person will not perform tshuva during their lifetime, still, no matter what, the person will in the end be purified. V'ikar hazikuch sheloi yia al yidei eze dvar mitzvah v'toiv shechota boil mazeh. And the main purification of the person will be based on some mitzvah or some good deed that the person was zeichet to do in this world. Al yidei sheyesh harbe Torah mitzvahs. Because Hashem has made the Torah and the mitzvahs so vast that everybody has some mitzvahs. Kal yidei gedulas haTorah. Because as a result of the greatness of the Torah, Shehi Gdula Saboyri is Baruch Shmoy, which is the greatness of Hashem, because Hashem and the Torah are one. Shemigal Eslonu Umaramez Eslonu Meirochik, the greatness of Hashem, which the Torah reveals to us and hints to us, Alidei Ribuy HaTorah VaMitzvos, just by seeing how vast, how huge the Torah is, Alidei Zeh Onu Mevinim, that gives us the ability to realize that Hashem, who is so incredibly powerful, has the ability to turn everything around for the good. We're in the season of Purim now, where there was this incredible turnaround. Things got turned 180 degrees around, from Haman being all the way on top, and the Jewish people being all the way on bottom, and things got completely reversed. V'hakol b'koyach hatzadikim ho'amitim hanefloim b'mayla. And all of this is accomplished through the power of the true tzadikim who are on such a high level, shekemoi shehem yecholim lavid es Hashem yisborach b'chol advarim gashmim v'iskei chol sheboilam, just as these tzaddikim are capable of serving Hashem with all kinds of physical thing, eating, drinking, working, digging wells, kemoi kein yesh lahem koyach lehaalois michol lakodesh. These tzaddikim also have the ability to elevate people from total lack of holiness to bring them into holiness, v'lafoich mitomei letoher, and to convert people from impurity to purity, lezakeh uletaher es kol Yisrael hachoisim betzilam, to purify every single Jew that comes close to these tzaddikim, who finds themselves in the shade, under the shade of these tzaddikim. Lafoich hakoyel letoiva, to turn everything around for the good, bekoyach hagedoylois vanifloy shalahem, through the power of the great accomplishments of these tzaddikim, shehisigu, and the great high levels of holiness and knowledge of Hashem that these tzaddikim have achieved, alidei toikev kidushosam bechol iskei cholkanam, as a result of them achieving incredible levels of holiness, even when they're involved in materialistic activities. V'kamuvan kol ze b'dvareinu b'kama mekoymos. And as all of this is explained very clearly throughout our Sforim in many places, Ayin Shom, take a look over there. V'zeh Shom Rabbi Seinuzal, and this is why the Gemara tells us, she'snapir nichtav rak leman yagdil Torah v'yadir, that Hashem wrote in the Torah that in order for a fish to be kosher, it has to have scales, and it also has to have fins. Even though we said that everybody knows that once it has scales, it has fins also. Haynu shehatoyro hoidiyalonu hasimen shel snapir, afal pi sheho ikar hu kaskesis. The Torah wrote down for us this sign regarding the fins, even though the most important sign is the scales, aval hu bishvil yagdil Torah. This is in order to expand, to enlarge the Torah. Haynu bishvil lohoir ozneinu. This is in order to wake us up, to open our ears. Shebeemes yesh tzadikim sheyesh lohem pe godol vekodosh ledaber gedolos venifloys. This goes back to what we spoke about in the beginning of this halacha, that there are tzaddikim who speak large. They speak about the greatness, about their own greatness. Sheyecholin lefroyach veloshut bemeimei hadas bedrochim nefloim v'noiroim oil, that they have the ability to fly and to swim in the waters of das, the waters of knowledge, in incredible, awesome ways. שכל זה הוא בחינס יגדיל תוירה וידיר. All of this is examples of how huge the Torah is, how huge the holiness is. שהוא בחינס סיפורי התוירה ממייסי הווייס בבאירויס ומקליס כנם. And this also is related to the stories in the Torah, which tell us about the Ovois HaKdoshim and other tzaddikim who were able to perform high levels of holiness even when digging wells or when playing with sticks. V'chein b'Torah shebal peh, and so too in the oral Torah u'medroshim sheheviu ma'morim shein pliois, whereby in the Gemara and the Medrash sometimes we find stories that don't seem to make any logical, they seem to be way above rationale. Lefi gashmius deois b'nei odom, based on our physical and materialistic ways of thinking. Kimoi ma'morei horaba bar barchona. For example, the stories of Rabba bar barchona that appear in the Gemara Baba Basra, page 74, 75, which Rabbeinu Zal quotes in the first 14 chapters of Likutei Moran. Umamore Hamishtoi, and so too the other stories that follow that, where a rabbi told over some very strange things. These stories begin from page 73 in Baba Basra. Ushar Mamore Mekoyle, and other stories like this. V'chein mashemuva b'divra b'seinaz al mikama tanoim she'ochlu harbe. And for example also, the Gemara tells us about some of the great tanoim that ate a lot. V'hoyo kreisam rechova, and their stomachs were huge. K'may shemuva b'medrash, as is brought in the Medrash in Shir HaShirim, mi Rabbi Elozo ben Rabbi Shimon, regarding Rabbi Elozo ben Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, one of the greatest rabbis of the Gemara. Why is the Gemara telling us this? V'hakoyl b'shvil lohidia lanu mailas hatzadikim. This is all in order to inform us and enlighten us regarding the greatness of these tzadikim, shekitchu v'zikhu atzmam kol kach. They were able to purify themselves and sanctify themselves to such a degree, ad she'ovdu Hashem yisporach al yidei kol advorim sheboilam, to the point where they were serving Hashem even through gashmius things, through physical, materialistic things, al yidei achila ushtia, by eating and drinking, v'chulu, etc., and other things like that. V'chol sichosom hoya kodesh, and every word that came out of their mouth, even when it wasn't obvious Torah, every word that came out of their mouth was holiness. V'kulam hoya bohem rozim nifloim, and in every word there were deep secrets. Kiyonu tzrichin lehamin shekol dibureim umaseim einoi poshut, because we must believe that every word of these great tzaddikim and all of their actions, their eating, their sleeping, their drinking, was not simple at all. Elo yesh bahem rozin, but rather there are deep secrets associated with it. K'may shekosuv, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in chapter 42 in Likutei Moran, שכל זה הוא בחינס יגדיל תוירה ויעדר. All of this is included in the expansive, the huge Torah. וזה רוצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכויס את ישראל. And this is why that Hashem wanted לזכויס את ישראל. The word לזכויס means to give us זכויות, to give us merits. But the word לזכויס also means to purify. לשן זיכוך. שרוצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכויס את ישראל שיהיו מזוכחים וטהורים וקדושים לגמרי. Hashem wanted to purify us to a level where we will be completely pure and holy. לפיכך הרבה לכם תוירו מצוויס. Therefore he made the Torah so large and so many mitzvahs. Each and every one of them has the ability to purify us in all kinds of different ways. שנאמר, as the pasuk says, Hashem chofetz laman sitkoi yagdil Torah v'yadi kanal. Nimtza, we conclude therefore, shebechinas yagdil Torah v'yadir hu bechinas mailas gedoylei hatzadikim she'oivdim Hashem yisporach b'chol dovarim. That what the Gemara says, that pasuk yagdil Torah v'yadir, is also referring to the great tzaddikim that are able to serve Hashem not just when they're learning or davening, but in anything and everything that they're doing. Shemedabrim gedoylois v'neflois. And this refers also to these tzaddikim who speak greatness. They speak greatness about Hashem, about the Torah, and about themselves. Shezeh b'chinas snapir kanal. We said earlier that that's represented by the fins of the fish, because fins are used to allow the fish to glide, to fly through the water, we said. V'alkein kosva Torah snapir, and that's why the Torah added this item called snapir, b'shvil yagdil Torah v'yadir. The Gemara says, in order to make the Torah larger, lohidia lanu, this is to inform us what Rabbeinu Zal teaches us in that chapter in Likutei Moran, that this halacha was based on. Chapter 15, in the second half of Likutei Moran. Sheyesh tzadikim amitiim shezoichen lezeh. There are true tzadikim that achieve this. Loshut v'lefroyach b'mei me'adas. To swim and fly in the waters of das, like a fish swims with its fins. Avalaf al pikein, yefsha lismoich al zeh simen. However, when a person is trying to identify a true tzaddik, that's not enough. Just because he swims in the waters of das, just because he has a lot of das and he can say deep things, that's not enough. Ki dagam hadogim tmeim, because even non-kosher fish, which we learned earlier, bechinas hashakronim, that's the phonies, the fake tzaddikim. Yesh lahem gam kein snapir. They also have fins. Shemispor and Atzman gam kein begedulois v'neflois. They also pride themselves and say that they can do great things. Al kein ikar hasimen levush kaskasim kanal. And therefore the main indication and the main way that we can recognize a true tzaddik is through the scales, which we explained earlier what that represents, that protective shield, that his tzedakos serve to protect the person. Aval af al pi kein kosva ha-Torah b'simon e-taro koil asher lo isnaper v'kaskeses. However, despite this, when the Torah defines the signs by which we can tell a kosher fish, it writes both of them, the fins and the scales, lo-hoiro is to teach us she-bikdusha ha-snapir hu-bechina gavoya mo'im. That within the framework of holiness, when it comes to true tzaddikim, the flying that they do, when they say great things, deep things, and when they speak about their own greatness even, it's a very high level. Bechinas yagdil Torah v'yadir, showing the greatness of the Torah, showing the greatness of the tzaddikim. Shehu bechinas hisparus v'agdoiloi shel tzaddikim amitiim. This is the pride and the greatness of the true tzaddikim. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote in the Torah the words V'ho'ish Moshe onov ma'od mikol odom asher p'nei adama, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the most modest, humble person that ever walked the earth. And the Torah says about Shlomo HaMelech that the wisdom of Shlomo HaMelech was greater than anybody in the world. So there are these statements in the Torah. V'ato mano'amu divrei Rabbi Seinuzal. Rav Nosson Zal says now, based on what we explained here, how sweet are the words of our rabbis, she'omru she'snapir nichtav leman yagdil Torah v'yadir, that the Torah wrote about the fins of the fish in order to expand the Torah and beautify it, in order to make the Torah larger, bigger, that there is significance to showing the largeness of the Torah, the large, how great Hashem is, and how great the tzaddikim are. There are some people that struggle with this, that when they hear people speaking about the greatness of a tzaddik, they can, what do you mean tzaddikim are supposed to be humble? They're not supposed to show any greatness. The answer is that's not necessarily true. The tzaddikim have incredible humility, and at the same time, there is an important need for Klal Yisrael, for our benefit, for them to be able to reveal to us, to show us their greatness.
My understanding is, on the one hand, the Torah and mitzvahs, the diversity and vastness of Torah mitzvahs, mezakah us, purify us, on one level. On the other hand, in order to do it properly, we need the purification. So it's two dynamics. Is that correct?
But that's a true statement. But in terms of what's being written here is the largeness of the Torah and the mitzvahs is in order to purify us. There's a pasuk, Mibsori Echse Elokai. From my flesh, I can see Hashem. From certain gashmius things, we can see ruchnius. Just like lahavdil, a person has a garment that has a stain on it, or a car, for example, that has a problem, something on its paint, and you want to get it off. You splash water on it first. Then you put this type of detergent. It's not complete. Then you try another thing. You need multiple things, and after using three or four different things, wow, now it's perfectly clean. Even though Hashem could have given us one-stop shopping, one ingredient that removes all stains in the world. And there are such things within the framework of Kedusha. Rabbeinu Zal said there's something called Tikkun HaKloli, that for example, when a person commits sins, and the sins affect the different parts of the body, the 613 parts of the body, the 248 organs, and the 365 tendons. And Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 29 in Likutei Moran that it's difficult to reach all the different places. Therefore, there's something called Tikkun HaKloli, a general tikkun, whereby this affects everything. This can cleanse everything. So there is such a concept in Yiddishkeit also, but it seems that we need both. We need a variety of detergents. We need a variety of cleaners. We need a variety of possible mitzvahs. Because there are some people that can't learn Gemara. They can't, just about, unless it would be take Herculean efforts. So for them, the Torah is comprised. We have an example of Reb Nachman Tolchiner, the student who was closest to Rav Nosson Zal, to whom Rav Nosson Zal gave over the leadership when Rav Nosson Zal was passing, leaving the world. And it's written that because Rav Nachman Tolchiner Zal came to Rav Nosson Zal in his older years, meaning when he was already maybe in his 20s or that kind of age, and he didn't have the opportunity and he didn't have the mind to study Gemara deeply, Iyun, Rav Nosson Zal suggested to him to study Ein Yaakov, the stories of the Gemara, and Halacha, in addition to Sifrei Musar and everything. But here again, this is why the Torah must have these two components. It has to have Halacha, which sharpens a person's mind. It has to have the stories, which give a person the Yirah Shamayim, the Emuna, the different components, the Pshat, Remez, Drush, Soid, all types of the incredible diversity and variety in Yiddishkeit, so that there are so many different possible ways of a person connecting to Hashem, and there are so many different cleansers, each one of them sometimes performing a different type of cleansing that helps the person. First, the doctor prescribes one procedure, and he says, we're going to do this for 2 weeks. For 2 weeks, no gluten, no this, no that. Then afterwards, we're going to do a different procedure. But I don't make up your mind. Which is it? Is it this or is it this? The answer is it's both. Each one accomplishes certain different tikkunim. So Baruch Nis is also being showed that the Torah is vast. Every single item in the Torah accomplishes different, diverse tikkunim. But again, realizing that there are certain things that are so powerful and so big, like you have bleach. Person sometimes playing with different cleansers. Then somebody says, stop clowning around. Here you go. Here you have something. Put some bleach on this. You'll see the whole thing. It's not just going to take off the stain. It'll take off the color completely. It's going to become a pure, clean. Your purple polka-dotted shirt is going to become a pure, beautiful white shirt. Lahavdil in Ruchnius, there are certain things like that that are so powerful that it can cleanse everything. Now we go on to the final halacha in Hilchas Dogim, halacha hey. And in the introduction it says here, Baruch Hashem, Tov Kuf Tzadik hey. This halacha was written when Rav Nosson Zal was 55 years old, 10 years before he passed away, Teves, in the month of Teves, when Rav Nosson Zal was in the city of Chirim, Be'ez Horash V'Habrecha, when there was the incredible commotion, and Rav Nosson Zal had to run away. He had to run away from Nemera, from Breslau, from his city, because of the horrific machlokes against him. Again, we're learning this right now for posterity during a time when millions of people are running away from Ukraine, running for their lives because of a certain rishus of bombardment, people, explosions, bombs, and major, major destruction and havoc that's being thrown there, and causing thousands, tens of thousands of Jews to flee for their lives. Baruch Hashem, I had the privilege of being in touch on Erev Shabbos with 18 families, Breslov families, that were living in Oman that made it to Eretz Yisrael. Almost all of them made it. 15 are already in Eretz Yisrael. The other 3 are on the way. Hopefully we're going to see the Kibbutz Golias, that all the Jews that need to get to Eretz Yisrael should be able to come here b'simcha, b'simcha. Hashem warned Noach 120 years in advance that there would be a Mabul. And it's written that there were some people who didn't believe it until it started raining. The last minute they came running into the Teva. We see today also there are some people that don't realize yet the safe haven of Eretz Yisrael. They still think that they're okay in Chutz Laretz. Everybody should be zeicher to come to Eretz Yisrael b'simcha as soon as possible. So this halacha Rav Nosson Zal wrote when he was in exile, when he had to run for his life. And unfortunately, he wasn't running from Goyim, he was running from Jewish persecution at the time. Simone Dogim Tohirim, Snapir Vekaskeses, the signs by which we can tell a kosher fish, fins and scales, Alpi HaToyra Tiku Emuna, Belikute Tanina Simen Hei, based on chapter 5 in the second half of Likute Maran. Ayin Shom, study that chapter. Ki Hatzadik Mechuna B'Shem Dog, Kimufa B'Divra Abayna Zala B'Sfarav HaKdoshim. The Tzadik is compared to a fish, as we find mentioned in Likute Maran, chapter 2 in Likute Maran, chapter 16 in Likute Maran. Ki HaDogim Gidulam B'Mayim, because fish live in water. Shehim Bechinas Hadas V'HaToyra Shenim Shuba L'Mayim. And we know that Das and Torah are compared to water. Kamei Shekosuf, as it says in the Navi, Hoi kol tzome lechu l'mayim. All those who are thirsty, go to the water, referring to the waters of Torah. Uchsiv ki molo ha'oretz deyos Hashem, kamayim layam mechasim. And the Navi says over there in Yeshaya that in the future, the world will be filled with knowledge and recognition of Hashem like the water that covers the ocean floor. V'alkein mechunim atzadikim shem dogim. And this is why tzadikim are compared to fish. Just like fish live in water, tzadikim live in das, in Torah. V'chein kol Yisrael nikroim tzadikim. And we know the entire Jewish nation are referred to as tzadikim, ומכונים בשם דוגם, and we are also compared to fish, שגדלים במים, who live in water. כמובן במדרש רבה, על פסוק וידגו לרוי בקרב הארץ. As the Medrash points out, regarding the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave to his children, that they will multiply in the world, and he used the word dogim, yidgu. Al kein, and therefore, ein hadogim tunim shchita, fish do not require shchita, rak asifosom himetahartom, but just gathering them in is what makes them kosher. Ki ikar hashchita hu letaher hanefesh shebechai mizuamas hanochosh, because one of the main reasons why we shecht an animal is in order to purify it from the tumah of the original snake who convinced Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Ve'iker zuamas hanochosh achizoso behachai ha'hoylech al'oretz. And this tumor of the snake affects mostly the animals that walk on land. Bebchinas ve'nochosh ve'nochosh ofor lachmoy. The snake, he lives on dirt. Avol dogim shegdelim b'mayim, whereas fish who live in the waters, Ein bohem achizoso kol kach. They were not affected that much by the snake, by tumah. V'alkein ein tunim shchita. Therefore, they don't require shchita. Ki hamayim metaharim mikol hatumais. because water purifies from all types of impurity. And it's impossible for a Jew to enter into holiness without water. Just like the Jewish nation, when we started our relationship with Hashem as a nation, when we received the Torah in Har Sinai, we required dipping in the waters, going to toiveling in the mikveh. V'chein hager shebol is gayer, and so too when a non-Jew comes to convert. V'chein ha-koyhanim b'avidosam, and so too a koyhan, in order to begin his service of Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, had to wash himself with water. V'chol ha-temeim einam oylem mituma l'tara kim al yedei ha-mayim, and anyone who is impure can only get out of that state of impurity through water. Ki ha-mayim hein b'chinas kedushas hadas, because water represents the holiness that comes from true, from das, bechinas hamshochas hamoichen akdoishim, drawing upon us divine wisdom and knowledge. Shaydeze ikar hachius vahataro vakdusha. It's this divine wisdom, the wisdom of the Torah, the wisdom of Hashem, that brings upon, that gives a person life, purity, and holiness. Ki hachochma techaye, as the pasuk says in Koheles, chochma, holy knowledge, gives life. Ki hasecha, person who doesn't have that is existing. They exist. They're not living. Ki hasecha vachochma digdusha mechaye umisakenes umevareres hakoil, because true holy sechel and chochma is what infuses life and repairs everything in this world. Ki kulhu b'machshava is bariru, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, everything becomes refined and improved and perfected in machshava. Ve'ikar achizas dogim tmeim nimshach mebechinas ribui hadas. So then one moment, what about the non-kosher fish? Rav Nosson Zal says, their connection is from excessive das, too much das, bechinas riboyor, too much light, when the light is too bright, shegoyrim shvira v'kilkol chas v'shon, which causes breakage and damage, chas v'shon. And Rav Nosson Zal now is going to go into this, in explaining this more clearly in the rest of this halacha. We'll hold it over here for now. We have a bris this morning. A close friend, Dr. Danny Weiler's mate, has a bris of a grandchild. We're rushing to be able to get there. We'll include everybody in our tefillah. At a bris, Elianovi is there. The baby cries. The heavenly gates open up. It says that since the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the gates of tefillah are closed, but the gates of tears are wide open. We should be zoichet as a result of the mitzvah bris milah, that to see all the Yeshuas and Refuas for all of Klal Yisrael and the Gula Shleimah.